iWeatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 61 tonight. Mainly sunny again tomorrow, 85. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A delayed start in the growing season, drought in the western Corn Belt, and rampant market volatility, the list of compounding factors farmers are managing this year, is equal parts lengthy and profound. That's the backdrop markets and farmers alike are dealing with ahead of the first look at the 2022 corn and soybean yield estimates from the USDA latest farmer survey. Now, Farm Futures also surveyed its farm readers in advance of the report. The online survey conducted July 13th through August 1st, 692 farmers responded, providing insights about their 2022 yields. And despite current market worries about soybean health, growers suggest more optimism is afoot when it comes for soybean yields than corn. The survey found that growers expect the 2022 soybean yields to notch a new record high, 52.5 bushels per acre. The estimate is surprisingly optimistic considering current crop conditions and the impending hot and dry weather expected during the middle of the month. This crop approaches its peak pod filling stages. It could set a new record high for U.S. soybean production and will loosen 23 ending stocks to 320 million bushels if USDA leaves its current usage estimate unchanged. Farmer response in the survey indicate the growers are currently forecasting the nation's corn yields at 174.8 bushels per acre for the 2022 season. If realized, that will represent a 2.2 bushel per acre drop from the 2021 record-setting yield of 177 bushels per acre. That would be the fourth largest yield on record. And global food prices have fell to the biggest amount since 2008 due to an easing concern over supplies of grains and vegetable oil as Ukraine restarts its exports. The UN World Food Cost Index dropped almost 9% in July, and the index is at its lowest level since January. That was before the Russian attack on Ukraine. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The human remains recovered southeast of Lawrence in January have been identified as Guy Wayne Collins, 47, who had been listed as a missing adult since July 9, 2021. Douglas County Sheriff's Office deputies on Friday received a lab report from the KBI that stated DNA analysis confirmed the identity of the remains recovered January 31st in the 1700 block of North 1250 Road. Collins was released from custody in the Douglas County Correctional Facility on July 6th of 2021. His family had contacted the sheriff's office on July 8th, 2021, when they learned of his release, but had no contact with him. The Hays School Board voted Friday morning to prohibit clothing promoting Satanism as dress code for all schools in the district. Parent Mary Turner, who said she is a longtime member of the Satanic Temple, alleged the language in the policy infringed on her children's right of freedom of religion. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
We know it's hot outside in July, so Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino is cranking up the cold.
Hard.
Cash. Aggressive rollovers and cash drawings every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday night.
And that's just the beginning.
Saturday, July 30th, someone will win a brand new Jeep Cherokee and
aggressive rollover
with a minimum of $16,000.
It's a grand total of more than $100,000 in cash this July.
Plus, our indoor water park is always 72 degrees.
Don't get beat by the heat.
Come win cold, hard cash.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino.
Highway 77 in Newkirk,
where the winners play.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News
on your side.
A new federal study said dozens of people got sick after visiting a splash park near Wichita last summer. The study by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that 21 people contracted Shigella bacteria and six others became sick with the norovirus after visiting the splash parks at Tanganyika Wildlife Park in Goddard. The CDC report is based on a survey of 404 people who visited the splash park last year between May 28th and June 19th. The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that around 3:25 p.m. on Friday, officials were called to the area of Highway 24 just east of Meriden Road. The 2014 Toyota Sienna driven by Yelena Shepkin, 41, of Lawrence, and a 2020 Hyundai Tucson driven by Corby Michelle Lockwood, 46, of Ozaukee, were both headed east along the highway. The report notes that Shepkin's Toyota hit Lockwood's Hyundai in the rear. Lockwood was taken to Stormont Vale in Topeka with suspected minor injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Kansas man is dead after drowning in a lake near Genoa on Saturday. Around 1:23 p.m. Saturday, the Nance County Sheriff's Office and Genoa Volunteer Fire and Rescue responded to a reported drowning at a private lake south of Genoa. Upon arrival, deputies were told that the victim had been swimming around 100 feet from the shore when witnesses heard him call for help, then vanish under the water. The Platte County dive team used sonar and a diver to search the area and eventually located the victim and recovered the body. The victim was identified as Wayne E. Mathias, 79, of Augusta, Kansas. The annual Old West Balloon Fest is set for August 8th to August 13th across Scotts Bluff County. One popular tradition returns again this year, the U.S. Hot Air National Balloons Competition. The country's top air balloon pilots will take to the sky looking to earn a championship as well as earn trips to the National Balloon Festival later this year. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse asked commissioners last week what they were thinking in regards to rebuilding a health department. The department is anxious to get started and get their space back. The county councilor said at this point they should start by getting an idea of a floor plan and then have consultation with a construction company, advising no need to go out for bids at this time until it's decided if they're going to rebuild the same location or consider other options. County Chancellor also informed commissioners, since there were no valid bids on a metal building at 11th Terrace, the board has the discrepancy to dispose of it any way they choose. Commissioners decided to sell the building publicly August 15th, 10 a.m. at the board meeting. Bids will need to be sealed and turned into the county clerk prior to that. The board will then determine the best option and select a buyer for the 30-by-25-foot metal building. Bridge inspections and the High Banks Wind Farm were among discussion items for Washington County commissioners at last week's meeting. Five bridges were listed as critical, and funding options, including grants, were discussed with engineers present. They further suggested items for consideration with the wind farm and would like help with decommissioning estimates. NextEra may be asked to help with road improvements for access roads that are used for construction and operations. The county attorney is awaiting drafts in cooperation with Republic County as the project planning continues. The county clerk shared challenges in finding poll workers for election sites. Washington County recently approved raising worker hourly pay to $15. Solid Waste Director advised that grants have been approved for purchase of two new replacement recycling trailers, and the county earlier this year voted to fund purchase of another two. A tax sale is being planned, perhaps into October or November, with over 20 properties currently behind on taxes that qualify for sale. The Washington County Treasurer did note that partial payments toward property taxes, including back taxes, are being accepted. The county transportation van, which was approved for funding through grants, remains on back order with limited stocks available. Washington City Council recently continued discussions regarding addition of a Hanover ambulance to the city license. Ongoing operations and county funding have been considered previously, and negotiations continue. Calls would be dispatched mutually, with Washington covering Hanover runs in the case that Hanover Hospital operations were understaffed and not available. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of August 8th. Their next regularly scheduled meeting will be Monday, August 15th. River Valley Extension District will offer a Medicare Basics program Tuesday evening in Washington. For those approaching their 65th birthday, contemplating retirement, or starting their journey with Medicare, all of its parts and advertisements can be confusing. This informational meeting, open to the public, Tuesday at 6 p.m. in the First National Bank Basement Meeting Room in Washington. RSVP requested contact the River Valley Extension Office in Washington at 325-2121. Tuesday is the final day for USD 498 patrons to file for a special bond election, which is scheduled August 30th. Warren H. Drinkern, age 76, of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 3 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Warren Drinkern. Dolores Krug, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, August 13th, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Private burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, August 12th, noon until 9. Family will see friends 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Krug.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Quality, integrity, durability, the values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages, and benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, summer schedule, comprehensive insurance package with a $500 deductible, and much more. Learn more by calling Landall Company or apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny and much cooler today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s and
and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout the day on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and upper 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. And staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. And sunny on Wednesday. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early August, 90. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 68. And the record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:32. Sunrise in the morning at 6:34.
The late summer insect chorus is reaching peak volume. We will share our reflections on these noisy summer nights from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 8th. It is the 220th day of the year, and Dustin Hoffman celebrates a birthday. Have you ever stopped to take in the variety of insect sounds that make up the late summer soundscape? As they crank up the volume in the evening or before an approaching storm, it's worth taking a moment to appreciate the tapestry of sound. The assortment of chirps, trills, buzzes, and zips made by crickets, grasshoppers, katydids, and cicadas can be truly awe-inspiring. And here's another reason to relish the experience. Most insect songs occupy the upper two octaves of human hearing. By the time most of us are middle-aged, those higher frequencies are lost to our ears. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches, our listening area count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of a storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
Think big this school year. As your child gets ready for a new school year, think beyond shopping for a bigger backpack or a bigger pair of shoes. You may also need to upgrade to bigger speeds for your home's internet connection. Blue Valley Technologies offers A-plus internet plans. Existing customers, bump your speed and get a $50 bill credit. New customers, you get 2 months free, and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net for more information today.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. add another big-time recruit for first-time head coach Jerome Tang. Four-star shooting guard Robert R.J. Jones from Denton, Texas, announced via his Instagram he's committed to the Wildcats for 2023. Jones had offers from Colorado, Notre Dame, Boise State, Texas A&M, Cal, among many others. According to 24/7 Sports, Jones is the number one player in the state. Another recruit Tang secured was Didi Ames, the number one player in the state of Illinois back in late July. After decommitting from Kansas State on July 29th, the Kansas Gatorade Player of the Year and four-star running back Dylan Edwards is headed to Notre Dame. Edwards posted on his Twitter account that he will head to South Bend, Indiana in 2023 and play for head coach Marcus Freeman. Edwards originally committed to K-State on June 23rd. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
MJ Melendez hit a three-run home run in the fifth inning and had a career-high six RBI to help the Kansas City Royals beat the Boston Red Sox 13-5 Sunday in Kansas City. The rookie Melendez blasted it an estimated 406 feet to right field, which bounced into the fountains to give the Royals a 5-0 lead. Brad Keller, who is now 6-12, had his 11th quality start of the season, going six innings, allowing one run on four hits while walking three and fanning four. The Wichita Windsurge defeated the San Antonio Missions 2-1 in extra innings on Sunday night as the Surge won their fourth straight and took four out of six in San Antonio. Casey Lugamina made his 13th start on the hill for the Surge and allowed zero runs on two hits and tallied three strikeouts in four innings pitched before he was relieved by Alex Phillips in the fifth inning. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Good quality trade-ins priced right at the Nordic Motor Company in Marysville include a 2010 Chevy Equinox, under $6,000, a 2005 Buick Rendezvous, a 2000 Silverado 1500 model LTZ71 pickup, priced under $5,000, and a 1995 GMC Yukon. Test drive these and more today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Something changing with your student school meals. School meals will no longer be free to all families unless they apply and qualify for free and reduced price meals. Nutrition is an important part of learning. Kansas schools and child nutrition staff work hard to ensure students have access to tasty and nutritious meals each school day. Applying for free and reduced price meals is fast and easy. To learn more and see if your household qualifies, contact your local school today.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
Beware of the fluffy white flowers that suddenly appear in your late summer garden. They belong to an aggressive North American wildflower known as white snake root and tall boneset. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The flower provides much-needed late-season nectar for a variety of bees, moths, and flies, and several different caterpillars feast upon its leaves. Unfortunately, it does reseed readily and spreads by rhizomes, making it difficult to contain. White snake root contains tremetol that causes trembles and even death when consumed in sufficient quantities by animals. The bitter-tasting foliage deters most mammals, including people, from eating dangerous quantities. But in the early 19th century, colonists unknowingly allowed cows to feed upon this plant. Thousands of people and calves that drank the tremetol-tainted milk became ill or died. Current milk processing has all but eradicated this problem. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
The school closed in the small town of Hanley Falls, Minnesota in the late 1970s. Many people wondered what to do with their old school building and how they could keep spirits up in a town that was losing population. Their creative idea is one that brings plenty of people here from across the country. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Lori Johnson explains, it all began with something constructed in the Depression years.
It was a school. It was built by the WPA in 1939. It housed the Hanley Falls School District till 1978.
But when the school closed in the late 1970s, the local citizens didn't want to see their school demolished. Area farmers had an idea.
They all said, we all have enough stuff in our sheds that we could fill up a museum. And they pretty much did.
Minnesota's Machinery Museum in Hanley Falls was born. The school building itself is quite large, but the farmers quickly filled it. But that didn't stop them from creating quite a place to visit here.
And then they've built three machine sheds. So we have a shed full of old tractors, a shed full of old vehicles, and a shed full of gas engines. And they're awesome.
The museum is mostly open from spring to fall. And there is one event that attracts people from far and wide.
We have a group of families that hold a threshing show the first weekend in August. They do threshing. We have a big sawmill. They bring in trees and walnut and cut lumber. They make homemade ice cream with the gas engine. They grind wheat and oats and into flour. Even run a washing machine with a gas engine. It's a lot of fun going on.
There are smaller events taking place throughout the year. Plus, there are many exhibits on pioneer life. It's quite a place, all created when local farmers turned their old school into a place to tell the story of farm life in the past. Traveling the countryside in Hanley Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
A pond on your property has many benefits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Constructing a new one takes more than digging a big hole and hoping it rains enough to fill it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time.
cover as many acres as possible time, light at the end of the tunnel time, and no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Are used for everything from crop irrigation to watering livestock to fishing and swimming. And when you're building a new pond, location is everything. Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says to contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in your area to help you identify an underground spring or a watershed that will fill the pond and keep it full. The quality of the water coming in is important to pay attention to.
I've seen that a lot where, you know, there's a lot of cattle or big cattle operation and all the runoff from that runs into the pond and makes it so that you can't have fish in your pond. The other thing you might have is you might have a lot of fertilizer or agricultural runoff in the watershed, which can cause aquatic weed problems.
Soil composition is another significant factor, so he recommends having a soil survey done.
We rate soils based on how much water they can hold. And so they're rated in hydrologic groups A through D. So you want to kind of figure out what sort of infiltration rate you have. Because if it's too porous, if you try to make a pond that just has a bunch of rocks as the base of it, all the water is going to seep out. So you want to make sure there's some good clays that can hold the water in your pond.
Gerken says the orientation of the pond should line up with the watershed where water comes in from uphill and goes downhill out the spillway tube based on natural topography. He also advises having an emergency spillway to get large amounts of water downstream quickly and out of your pond. Don't allow any trees on the dam. When roots die, they leave holes, which degrades the dam integrity. Learn more about choosing a site for a new pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
hampering of hemp production is getting blamed on federal foot dragging. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
When the last farm bill ushered in the legal growing of hemp in the United States, a lot of folks expected a bonanza for farmers. That bonanza is taking its sweet time. A U.S. House Agriculture Subcommittee examined the status of hemp in a recent hearing. One of those testifying, Kentucky's Commissioner of Agriculture, Ryan Quarles.
Some hemp-based companies in Kentucky are doing quite well. They're innovating and continuing to create new ways to market their products.
That's the upside. Quarles says, though, that so much more could be happening were it not for federal foot dragging.
We're waiting on the FDA to do their job. We're now almost a decade into growing hemp legally again in the United States, and we still don't have proper guidance from the FDA.
Also testifying, Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture Kate Greenberg.
I believe there is a promising future for hemp with an American agriculture safe, diverse, and abundant production. In order to achieve that future, we need a stable and sound regulatory environment that will foster diverse market opportunities, sustainable growth, and meaningful investments in natural resource stewardship for the greater good of the industry and future generations.
Many who spoke at the hearing expressed hope that the 2023 Farm Bill will be more proactive regarding hemp. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Taking the tire out.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. And adding to the legislation seeking to curb Chinese influence in the U.S., a couple Republican senators, Tom Cotton of Arkansas and Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, introduced a bill that would prohibit Chinese Communist Party members from purchasing any land in the country. The senators say even though Chinese entities held less than slightly under 1%, of all foreign-held acres in the U.S. in 2020, the total land held by Chinese investors increasing substantially since 2010. Dan Newhouse from Washington State introduced a bill that would ban sales of ag land to persons or companies with ties to the government of the People's Republic of China. The Cotton-Tuberville bill is more broadly worded, banning for the sale or public or private real estate to Communist Party members or anyone acting on their behalf. What producers and others may see in the way of drought conditions on the ground level may not necessarily reflect the number in the weekly U.S. Drought Monitor. Rod Bain with more.
Several have been following the weekly U.S. Drought Monitor quite closely over the past 2 years of prolonged drought in the West. As Brian Fuchs of the National Drought Mitigation Center points out, perceptions of conditions on the ground level may not match up to drought monitor data.
Sometimes, especially on the agricultural side, depending on management practices or some of the conditions that were in place prior to that heat and dryness setting in, how the soils are and things like that, or the progress that the crop is currently in, what stage of development is it in, they may start seeing some of these impacts more readily on the ground, even when some of the data are not really showing it yet.
He notes drought monitor condition categories usually only change one intensity level per week.
It's going to take several weeks of changes on the map to get to that D2 or D3 level.
Yet Fuchs recognizes flash drought conditions in recent weeks have resulted in rapid changes in condition categories over a one-month period.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Crop irrigation needs are coming to an end, but when do you shut off the spigot? Here are tips on when to apply that last inch or two of water on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Irrigation management objective near the end of the season should be to provide enough soil water in the root zone to get the crop to maturity. Variables such as your soil type and its water holding capacity and the weather are things you can't control and will have to adjust the irrigation accordingly. Chuck Burr is a water and integrated cropping systems extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says usually by mid to late August, corn and soybeans have progressed enough in maturity that we know how much water it will take to finish out the crop.
For the corn, the growth stage I look for is beginning dent. It's when the first kernel in the field is starting to dent, starting that dry down process. From that point in time, it takes for us about 3.5 weeks to reach black layer, and the corn will use an additional 5 inches of water. Soybeans, I look at the beginning seed enlargement growth stage. Soybeans will use about 6.5 inches of water to reach that black layer.
Burr says depending on the year, most irrigators are ready to be done by early to mid-August. But continuing to monitor soil moisture to make sure you're not shorting the crop at the end of the year could pay big dividends.
2013 was a huge example of that. We had a study where we scheduled the last irrigation on soybeans, and we had those hot, dry, windy conditions. And where we applied 2 extra inches of water, it was 7 extra bushels. So I very easily paid the pumping costs by continuing to monitor the crop and applying that extra water during those hot, dry, windy conditions.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about when to stop irrigation for the year at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
While areas of the state received some drought relief from various amounts of rain this week, the state is still anticipated to continue experiencing prolonged drought conditions. For Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett with the K-State Radio Network. K-State Watershed Specialist Ron Graber shares advice when it comes to maintaining water quality regarding livestock.
The blue-green is the big one that we've talked about quite a bit, or we tend to see in the press, but You know, it sometimes shows up in these farm ponds and we don't realize it's there until we find dead cattle. But yeah, there's some other things that we can see in there, sediment, you know, really murky kinds of water that might not necessarily be a health hazard from those suspended solids, but it really provides a water that maybe livestock aren't interested in drinking. And so if we, you know, when we're having 100-degree days, they can consume a lot of water, and we've got water that's maybe not desirable. They may not meet their water quality needs for the day.
Graber tells producers that maintaining the quality of water sometimes correlates with the amount that cattle willingly consume.
We also can see some of the other things like salinity can show up in some areas. And, you know, again, if we have high salinity in water, then they really back off and don't want to consume quantities that they need. And I think sometimes we don't realize how much water livestock actually consume. And we tend to use kind of a gallon per 100 pounds of body weight as a standard kind of rule of thumb. Okay, so if we have that 1,200-pound cow, maybe she's going to drink 12 gallons per day. But that's in kind of a normal cooler situation, maybe having, you know, a little more moisture in the feed. So we get to days like we're having now and experiencing these 100-degree days, instead of being 12 gallons, it might be 25 gallons a day. That needs to be clean, fresh water. And so now all of a sudden, whether we're, you know, in that pond situation or maybe we have tanks and wells, what we thought was enough water may not be.
He goes on to warn that producers need to be maintaining tanks with 3 days supply of water, and that these tanks should be checked regularly during the summer.
One of the things that we look at is, you know, if we do have a well and tanks, are we on a pressure system? Is it a windmill? Is it a solar system? If it's a solar system, we like to see tanks that are big enough to have a 3-day supply of water for those cattle. Again, if we're thinking back on those numbers and we maybe have 50 cows in that pasture, now we're talking about a lot of water in tanks that's available. And so, you know, we really need to think hard about that. I'd sure remind producers that they just need to be checking those tanks very regular this kind of weather. Sometimes, you know, we think about checking cattle once a week in pastures during the summer. Well, once a week's not often enough now.
Covering water quality concerns for livestock, that was K-State Watershed Specialist Ron Graber. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.